I learned something this week, and I learned something about God. It's something I think I probably have always known about God, but so many times when we think of God, we think of this guy who's up there watching us and trying to make sure that we're doing everything right, and we look at the Word of God as one of those things that God gave, and it's like all these rules that we have to follow and have to be careful about, and man, if I do this wrong, then I'm going to be in trouble, and God's looking down, and He's going to smite me, and all these different things, there are rules in here, okay? There are things that God says, man, if you want to live a life that's going to be good, if you want to live a life that you can be relaxed with, there's rules in here. And I've tried to explain it like this to a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, that God's book, this book, the Bible, and all the things that are in here, so many people look at it as bad, and it's limiting, it's keeping me from enjoying my life and all these different things. And that's not what God's word is about. God's word is like a fence. Okay, it's like a fence that goes around a playground. Like we have a little playground out here for all of our preschool kids, and all the toys and all the stuff that's really cool and awesome and designed for them is inside that fence. And so that's what God is doing with us in our lives. He says, I'm putting this fence around you. I'm giving you these guidelines in which to live your life. And as long as you keep your life within these guidelines, man, you can enjoy it. You can run and you can have a great time and it is good. The fence was not there to hinder you or to keep you back. It's there to keep you safe and allow you to truly enjoy your life the way that God designed it to be. So I see Miss Loretta and the other little kids, when they go to the playground, it's like a free-for-all. There's things going on. Everyone's running and playing and laughing, and it's great. It's awesome. But I've also seen when Miss Loretta takes them off to the other playgrounds, and when they go out into the world and they're not in the fence, they all have to have this little what do you call that thing? What? A shape rope. So every kid has to grab a hold of a little shape on this rope, and they have to walk in a single file. Like one holds onto the triangle, and one hangs onto the circle and the square, and you all have the idea, right? And so they all have to walk along hanging on this little thing, and they can't take off and go this way, and they can't take off and go that way because they're attached to the rope. And they go single file. Now, I understand how necessary it is, but it doesn't look like a whole lot of fun. You see, when you get outside the boundaries of what God designed for us to have, it's dangerous, isn't it? There's cars whizzing by. There's animals that are out there. There's all kinds of crazy things. And so God's word was designed to keep us in a safe space and designed for us to live a life that will bring glory to Him. Here's the thing. It's not always safe, is it? So some of you may have heard that Friday night we had a little bit of an incident here at the Live Nativity. Did y'all hear about this? There's pictures of it all over Facebook too. So Friday night, it got a little serious. We had a breakout. Actually, we had several breakouts. First of all, the cow broke loose and got out and on the loose, and he was running amok. And then shortly after the cow got loose, two sheep jumped the fence and they were running free. And a few moments later, the third one decided, hey, I'm going too. And so they were all running loose. And you might think I was panicking. I wasn't panicking, because here was the thing. We were due for an evening like that. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing it for a long time. And I was actually warned. It kind of reminded me of God's word. I was warned that if you don't do certain things get a little crazy. Because when Carl pulled up with the sheep that afternoon, he's like, I don't know, Eldon. He says, they're a little rambunctious. It makes me a little nervous. And I have my little fence set up with the hog panels all the way around, like I've done for years and years. And I said, well, Carl, do you think they'll be all right? We're going to be good. Yeah, we should be. And he kind of smiled. And there's a little voice inside me saying, warning, warning. But I didn't heed it. And they jumped out. And God's good. So how many other live nativities you know in the nation that would have three ropers on standby? Three. So we had Wes Bush here, and he roped a cow. We got it caught quick. And then we got two sheep cornered by the playpen, of all places. The fence is good. It's designed for a reason. And then Wes roped the last sheep across 92 on the other side. God's good. It gave me a whole new perspective to the Christmas story and Joseph and love and our God. You see, Joseph, it says in Matthew chapter 1, it says, his mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. It says, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. So, something you need to understand about God and God's word. God knows you. I'm looking at every one of you. God knows you. He knows you completely. There is absolutely nothing hidden about who you are from God. And I think a lot of times God allows us to be who we are so we can discover who he is. So I say that because when God chose Joseph, God knew that Joseph was a righteous man, a good man. He knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. It doesn't say this here, but he knew that Joseph loved Mary. He really did. He knew Joseph's heart about the relationship that he had with this woman, and he loved Mary. And so when this happened, when Mary came and was with child, Joseph had every right, according to the law in Deuteronomy, to divorce her, to publicly put her out there, and actually she should have been stoned. He had every right to do that, but God knew Joseph. He knew his heart. And he knew that even though Joseph knew the law and was a righteous man and wanted to follow it, he knew that Joseph would be the type of man, when God revealed his plan to him, would choose the path that he did. It says, after he considered this, after he considered what he was going to do, even with love in his heart towards Mary, after he considered what he was going to do, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Do you see what God is doing here? He knows the heart of Joseph. Joseph isn't angry. Do you see this? He isn't angry. He isn't mad. He isn't embarrassed. He's afraid. What's he afraid of? He's afraid of losing the woman he loves. And God knows that. He says, do not be afraid. Take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Joseph was taking a chance. He's putting his reputation on the line. It was a scary thing. I realized something this week after reading this, doing a funeral message for Leonard Vick, and after the sheep got out. And you're thinking, how do any of those things have anything in common? It's the exact same thing. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. do you realize the order of that passage? He says, for God so loved the world. He so loved you. He loved you before Jesus came. In fact, he loved you so much. He loves you so much. That's why he sent Jesus. And I just realized something. He sent Jesus so that we could make mistakes. Have you thought about that? He sent Jesus so that we could live within the guidelines of his design for our life. He sent Jesus so we could take risks, so we could take advantage, so we could make mistakes. Because we're all making them. And the gift of Jesus is the forgiveness for those mistakes. The thing is, we need to acknowledge that. Because God wants us to live. He wants us to enjoy this life. He wants us to take this life and take some chances. To step out in faith. Recognizing that he will work all these things for good. You know what? He understands you so well. He knows the mistakes that you're going to make. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows your desires. And he wants you to live. And to take a chance. It worries me. So often, too many of us are trying to play it safe. And it's not the time to play safe. It's time to live. It's time to take a chance. It's time to recognize that God is in control. And even through our mistakes, he can bring about amazing things. That's an incredible love. That's God's love. Guys, it's time to share that love with the people around us. It's time to take a chance. It's time to step out in faith and not live in fear. That's why Christ came, to give us a hope and a future and amazing grace. This Christmas season, take a chance. It might blow up, right? You might be chasing sheep. You might be thinking, oh, why did I do that? But there's a God who loves you, who knew you, knows you, and will cause all these things to work together for good, to bring him glory. Amen? I don't know why I've got this song, Take a Chance on Me. Live. Don't be afraid. Step out in faith. Don't retire. Live and see what he'll do. Let's stand and sing.